Today we're doing part two of Steam Systems. Before I start, just two things, two not such good news. Two not such good news. One is, usually this is a slideshow, but this year today there's no slideshow, so you're just stuck with my pretty face. The other thing is that usually we try to have a conclusion, and today I'm going to sort of leave you hanging. With sort of like a do whatever you want to conclusion. so you'll take it for what it is, you know? Okay, let me just give
worse.
What'd you say?
Which is worse? Which of the two are
worse? This one is worse. Which of those two? That's your decision, which we think is worse. Okay, so just a minute summary of what we did last time, because it's sort of separate, and that is, last time I spoke about that when you use Steam in the factory, or for that matter hot water, but we're going to focus on Steam, use Steam in a factory, Bli is passed from the food into the Steam, even though they don't touch each other. Bli is passed from the Steam back into the other food. We work with that assumption. We questioned it, whether that's really true, and some people are not so convinced, but we work with the assumption that time transfer is into the Steam and then back from the Steam. And Mamela, if on this side of the factory it's kosher, on this side it's treif, then treif could spread to the kosher or milk to power like that. We spoke about some different solutions. We can have solutions like getting rid of the treif water, preventing the treif water from coming there. We have these halachic ways of doing this 10% rule of maybe avoiding bleeds from coming through. And the last thing we mentioned was that there's an idea of pegima, and that's today's, what we're going to talk about is what it means to do pegima and if and how that works. Okay, so... We all know that if something becomes inedible, becomes nifsal me'achila, then any issa that was on it falls away. Doesn't have that issa, doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. It's not us. Related to that, not exactly the same thing, but related to that is that if something is nifsal lefgam, something gives a negative taste into another food, then it doesn't affect that other food. So that means is, if I have a piece of nevela and it falls into soup, and nevela is lefgam into the soup, whatever is not our problem, somehow it's lefgam into the soup, then we just scoop out the nevela, but we don't have to worry about the tam being spread into the food, because it's lefgam, it gives a negative taste, and nestam lefgam is mutter, you don't have to worry about nestam lefgam. Okay, so that it's related to it doesn't work. It's related to this din of nisam yachila, it's not the same. Okay, so people came with this idea, they said, look, if we put something with a really bad taste into the boiler water, into this water in this whole steam system, we put something with a bad taste into it, it'll be a bad taste that will be lefgam to everything. No matter what it mixes into, it's lefgam. So if so, it's lefgam to everything, then let's say that water in the boiler is treif, the steam is treif, who cares? It's lefgam into anything it'll go into. So the ketchup that I'm cooking, this bli is lefgam into that. I don't have to worry about it. Okay, that's the idea. And in theory, basically, everybody agrees to that. Yes, if you could do that, then it works. The question is, what does it take to do that? Okay, what do you have to do to make it be considered so bad that it's lefgam to every food? Okay, and to a great extent, that's going to depend on how you understand the certain chavstas. That's what we're going to talk about now, about a certain chavstas, how you understand. And chavstas is like this. Here's a question. As I just mentioned to you, is this din that food that is not edible anymore is mutter. They sort of fall off of it. He says, okay, that's one din. He says, there's another din, and that is that midaraisa, if you eat a food shaloi kedarach achila, you're not over the yeser. So, for example, if you have a food that you have to cook in order to eat it, and you eat it raw, midaraisa, you eat it shaloi kedarach achila, you're not over the yeser. It's also midarabanan, but it's not over on the yeser midaraisa. So he says, why do we need two dinim? Every food that's nifsal me'achila is obviously shaloi kedarach achila. If it's not edible, and it's so disgusting, it's spoiled, it's automatically shaloi kederach achila. So on the deraisa level, why did the Torah have to tell us a din that something that's nifsal me'achila is mutter? Everything that's nifsal me'achila is automatically shaloi kederach achila. Not the other way around. I mean, there are things that are shaloi kederach achila that are not nifsal me'achila. Like if you eat, raw food, you eat achila kasa, there's all kinds of other ways to make things shaloi kederach achila. He says, but everything that's nifsal me'achila is also shaloi kederach achila. So who needs two dinim? What was the whole point of the din that says that something that's nifsal me'achila is mutter? What's the point of that din? So he says, it teaches us that the fact that we have two dinim teaches us that there's an nafkamina between nifsal me'achila and shaloi kederach achila. And that is, nifsal me'achila, the food is mutter. There is no isser on that food anymore. It used to be chazer, it's not chazer anymore. There's no isser on that food at all. as vosa shleika derech achila, the food remains iser. But there's no iser on the person to do this act. I don't do anything wrong when I eat this food. The food is still iser. But what my eating, it doesn't involve any iser. Okay, so what's the difference? So there's four nafkamin, I think all from him. Four nafkamin is between those sins. What's the difference if whether the food is usher or it's not usher for me to eat it? What's the difference? Two chumras and two kulas. One is like this. What happens if I take a food which is not royal achila? It's nifsam achila, and I put spices onto it, and I put sugar onto it, and I do something to make it that I could get it down. He says, you haven't done anything wrong. You haven't been over this way at all, because the food is not usher. So the fact that you were able to swallow it makes no difference. The food became no longer usher, and therefore the fact that you did something to make it, you could get it down, doesn't make it usher. But if it's like a derech achila, let's say the thing was raw, and I ate this raw food, but I spiced it up in a way that I could get it down, even though it was raw, then you were over nisser, because now it's, so to speak, not like a derech achila anymore. Okay, that you got away from that, so you made it, then it would be usher. Okay, that's one. Another thing. Something is only considered to be nifsal me'achila if what made it nifsal is not reversible. But if what made it nifsal is reversible, you can undo it, then that's not considered nifsal me'achila. But in shlak derech achila, reversible makes no difference. Like, for example, he says if you make something boiling hot, burning hot that you can't swallow it, that's considered shlak derech achila. Hagam, that if you wait 15 minutes, it's not going to be boiling hot anymore, it's going to cool down. Doesn't make a difference. Right now, it's like a derech achila. That's good enough. Even though for nifsal achila, if it's reversible, that's not going to count. Okay, I'm not.
His chazas kasha l'cher was not why do we need the din of shloik the derech. That's
pasha. No, why do we need the din of nifsal achila?
Why do we need nifsal achila?
That's not for me to
answer that question.
No, he said once I told you the nafkamina, once I told you the difference between nifsal and shloik the derech, now I'm going to tell you some nafkaminas between these dinim. The nafkaminas. Okay, another. There are foods that are not edible by themselves, but they are very much edible. Like for example, this is actually a Gemara, black pepper or vinegar. Okay, you can't eat black pepper. I mean, you can't eat spoonfuls of it or vinegar. You can't eat it by itself. So it's shalok kedarach achila to eat it, because that's not, people don't eat it like that. But it's for sure not nifsal achila, because black pepper and vinegar are very much our food ingredients. They use them all the time. They're not nifsal achila. But it's just shloka derech achila. Okay, and the last is, for Pesach, there isn't just an iser to eat food, there's also an iser to own chametz. So, for Pesach, if it's shloka derech achila, and you eat it, you weren't over the iser midraisa. But you'd be over in Baal Yirah for owning it. And, but if there's only no problem with Baal Yirah if it's actually nifsal me'achila. Once it's nifsal me'achila, then it's not chametz at all. If it's not chametz, then you'll have to own it also, no problem. All these things that I just told you, these nafkaminas, the difference between nifsal and shloka derech achila, and these nafkaminas, seemingly everybody agrees them. Okay. But then, the Chavis says something else that's puzzling, okay, a little strange. It's hard to understand at first what he's saying. When he describes nifsal me'achila and shloka derech achila, he adds a little twist to it. Okay? He says, nifsal me'achila means is nisrach guf ha'isser, the food spoiled. And when he's describing shloka derech achila, he says, in this kind of shloka derech achila, I mean, the one that not the way you eat it, he says it's ir b'sochet davamar. Okay? So, as if they're different. One's spoiled, and one has something foul tasting inside of it. Now, why is that important? That doesn't seem to be that should be important. In other words, you can have food that's nifsal me'achila because you ir b'davamar. You can have food that's shloka derech achila, I guess by spoiling also, that's for sure. But something can be nifsal me'achila by adding a davamar to it also. Why is he splitting it as if nifsal me'achila has to be nisrach, has to spoil, has to rot, and shloka derech achila would be if you ear but davamar. That doesn't seem to be critical to what's going on over here. You can make something not royal achila by adding poison to it also. What's the difference? Why should that be the nafkamina between them? Okay, so.
is it true? What are you saying? I mean, maybe you would feel like you could express it differently. But is that correct? Could you hear? Is he putting something double mar and it would not be nifsal, but it would be shloka derech achila? Do you hear what?
That it would be if you put in something. bad tasting, then it'll be shlok derech. Of course, why can't fish like derech achila?
And not rise to the level of
right. I mean, there's a line. You know, at some point it's not derech achila. At one point it's completely inedible. But the more is that why is it in order to be inedible it has to be nisrach? That's the spoil. Why? You could be irba davamar to make it not edible also. And the nisrach is not the only way to become not edible. You could be not edible by eating something else into it also. You know. Now I'm going to explain to you what I think is Pshat in Chavos Das, but I'm not at all convinced that everyone agrees with Chavos Das. Okay, this the first part of the Chavos Das is pretty straightforward, and I think everybody agrees to that. The second part is not as clear that that's really what everybody agrees to. And you'll hear the riot that maybe other people don't agree to. And that was like this. But to explain the Chavos Das, like this. when you take a food and you make it nifsom le'achila by irv boidavamar, then in a way, it's always reversible. What you just did is always reversible. And the reason why it's always reversible is because you put in a certain amount of davarmar into the food to make it not edible. You made a certain amount. But if you add on more of the good part, then you'll dilute it to the point that it makes no difference. Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, this is totally made up. Okay, let's say that 5 parts per million of gasoline in apple juice makes it not royal achila. Okay? No, I'm sorry. 6 parts per million makes it not royal achila. 5 parts is still royal achila, and 6 parts is inedible. Okay? That's a totally made up thing, just for an example. Okay? That's the cutoff. 5 is edible, and 6 is not edible. Okay? So now, if you have 10 gallons of apple juice, okay, as per our friends at Google, there are 75,708.2 drops in a gallon. Okay, I don't know who measured it. Okay, so somebody
said, "Sorry, what a drop is."
Right, it's not relevant for our point over here. Okay, so if you have 10 gallons, you have about 750,000 drops. Okay, just believe. Okay, there's about 750,000 drops of apple juice in there, and a person puts into that 5 drops of gasoline. Okay, 5 drops of gasoline in those 10 gallons of apple juice will be 6.6 parts per million. Okay, you can do the math later. Okay, 6.6 parts per million. So I just told you that at 6 parts per million, it's not edible, so this apple juice is not edible. Okay? What happens if we put in another 10 gallons of apple juice? Okay? We take this mixture, we add in another 10 gallons of apple juice into it. Now, instead of being 6.6 parts per million, now it's 3.3. So in Cain, it's back to being royal achila. So that's just an example to show you that when you're irv davamar, it's always reversible by adding more of the pleasant-tasting food. Okay, it's automatic.
Yeah, it's very nice. You do it with my liquid, CC dilutions, but I can tell you some solid foods. I put in some bitters. You can spend the rest of your life. I don't think you'll get it back to being edible.
Why? Because bitters is only, we'll talk about bitters at the end, but bitters is only at a certain amount. If you put it enough,
take a carrot. I put a bitter in a solution, I cook it up in a solution, and it gets trapped inside the carrot. How are you going to exactly make it?
Okay, that's a good point. I'm not sure. If you cook it into like that, okay, I don't know if I can answer that.
It's any solid food, really. You can't get it trapped in the thing. You can't get it out of there without destroying the thing.
Okay, so maybe that's a good point. So maybe I'm wrong then. Okay, this is my thinking about it like this. If a piece of bread gets rots, okay, or a piece of meat gets spoiled, then even though I can make it edible, I mean, I could pour ketchup all over it to the point that I can actually eat it, but it's obvious that I'm not changing the food at all. I'm not reversing what I did. The food is still inedible. I covered it with ketchup, and therefore I'm able to get it down. Okay, but at least I thought in liquids, okay, maybe you're right, maybe in solids it doesn't work, but at least in liquids, it's reversible. At least at times, it's reversible by just adding more heter. Okay, maybe that's why to be inedible, he said, you have to be, it has to be nisrach rather than irba davamar. Okay, now. But the question on this part of the Chavos Das that you have to be about irv bo davamar is that if we turn to Hilchos Pesach, we'll remember that the Chavos Das told us that for Pesach, for chametz to be mutter, it has to be nefsam echila. Shalak der echila is not good enough. Because or else the Baal Yira stays around until it becomes nifsam echila. Shalak der echila, it has to do with eating it. But Baal Yira, you're going to be over no matter what. You turn to Hilchos Pesach, and there it tells us that you're not over in Baal Yira. It gives two examples that you're not over in Baal Yira. One is a tanning solution, some kind of solution for tanning leather that has flour inside of it. And the other one is ink that has beer inside of it. Well, I don't know, crazy, whatever. They put beer into their ink. So in both of those cases, it's considered you're not erving by yirok because it's not edible, because tanning solution and ink are both not edible. Okay, those are both in Hilchos Pesach. It's not erving by yirok. So those are both examples of irbud of mar. Okay, now there's comments here. The beer or the flour was perfectly edible until you mix it into this other thing. So why over there, if the Chavetz is right, that irbud of mar doesn't be considered to be nisam echilo, so what happened over there? What's the reason why it's nisam echilo in that case? So, before I tell you my answer, I'm going to give you an answer on the Chavetz. But nobody talks about it over there as if there's something wrong with that case, which makes me feel like no one except for this Chavetz, no one else says that you need to have Nisrach as opposed to Irbud Avamar. That's the Chavetz is Chiddush. The first part of the Chavetz is more straightforward. This part is like, it's a Chiddush. And here we have in Hilchos Pesach an example of Irbud Avamar, and it is considered Nisrach. So the answer I would give for the Chavetz,
again, is it allowed by Pesach of an Inarite?
Of course. That's what that din is. That
I'm saying there's
Nisrach. Shalak Derech Achila?
Yeah.
So for Pesach, Shalak Derech means you're not Irbud Nisrach of eating it, but you're still Irbud by Yerah. I mean, because you didn't do anything wrong. If you did a Shalak Derech, you're not Irbud Yisr, but by Yerah you would be Irbud. That's an application. But there it says you're not even a by Yerah for only this ink or the tanning solution. It's again to us when we tell people about taking medicines. When you talk about the eating part of it, Shalai Kederach can make it mutter to eat it. But the Bayira part, you'd still be over on. Okay? Bayira is less serious than eating. So there could be a difference. You could be allowed to eat a Shalai Kederach Achila, and don't worry so much about the Bayira, it's less serious of an issue. Okay? Now, so the answer for the Chavetz Das is, which is going to be relevant to us.
So you just said Pshat Yirvay Devamar, and that makes it now schwer. If I said a different shot, like if you put it enough to Bermar, the Chavetz Das would agree that.
So you think the Chavetz Das didn't mean it? You could say that. The Chavetz Das
meant it. But he said, but even though Bermar, he meant a little bit of Bermar. But basically it's ink, and you put a little bit of
it. So you're saying is that maybe in the Chavetz Das Nisrach, that was just a way of saying it. He could have, but Bermar usually just makes it like there. Okay, so in which case, then the Chavetz Das himself doesn't even hold of it. I mean, even the Chavetz Das agrees that if you're irbud avamar to the point that it's like, so then you're not answering the kasha, but you're basically saying the Chavetz Das didn't say what he said, which is fine. I'm okay with that.
He didn't say that irbud avamar,
Maskin. So you
could reversible and therefore never.
Yes, you could say that. Yes, you could say that. You could. So then there's no one holds such a shita. Okay, I'm saying even though he uses those words, he doesn't really mean it. He's just giving an example. That's just what you could say. Yes. Okay, so I thought the difference was, the answer for the Chavetz Das for these cases is, the nafkamina is that when the Chavetz Das is talking about when you were irbud avamar, basically it's Isser, we had it's Heter, it's our apple juice, and we added a little bit of Isser into it. As opposed to in the case in Hilchos Pesach, the thing is basically Heter. The thing that the tanning solution is not chametz, and ink is not chametz, and you have a little bit of chametz mixed into it, a little flour, a little beer into it. So we look, first we make the decision, what is this thing? So, like as if we use the roif. The main thing that's the ingredient that's here is apple juice. So this is Heter. The main ingredient of it, in our case, apple juice was Isser. The tanning solution is Heter. So a little bit of Isser could be bottled into that thing. If it's mainly Isser, then irbud avamar maybe wouldn't make it. Okay, now. So, now I'd go back to our boiler. Okay, we want to add something to the hot water to make it that it should be, make it public. So, if you would agree to the Chavetz, if you hold like the Chavetz Das, that irbud avamar can't make it nifsal me'achila, then, in this case, what are we adding? A tiny bit. It's exactly what we're doing. We're being irbud avamar. We're adding something into it that's going to make it foul tasting, and that's going to make it nifsal me'achila. I'm going to get to shlag derech achila in a second. I'm going to get to nifsal me'achila in a second. Put that on the side. Right now, it's just about the nifsal me'achila. So, if I'm going to add in something, if the Chavetz Das was right, well, the way I was reading it, that the Chavetz Das was right, that irbud avamar cannot make it nifsal me'achila, then, in our boiler, we can't make it nifsal me'achila. Again, I'm going to get to whether it's nifsal me'achila in a second. Put nifsal me'achila on the side. Can we make it nifsal me'achila? So you say, no, because you're just irbud avamar. Irbud avamar doesn't work for making it nifsal me'achila. Okay? So if you want to say, use it, yes, you're fine. Okay. Well, he doesn't hold, there's no such thing. We can make it bad enough. Make it bad enough. I put it enough. Then it'll be nifsal me'achila. Okay? That's what you're saying. Okay. I think that most people would agree with that who wouldn't agree with what I thought was the Chavetz Das. And they hold that, what's the difference? Nifsal me'achila is nifsal me'achila. Okay. Now, however, there's a problem. Because I told you that when the din of nisal me'achila, there's an exception, so to speak. You only can say nisal me'achila if it's not reversible. If what you did is not reversible. But if what you made it nifsal is reversible, that's not considered nifsal me'achila. So, well, but that's exactly what a boiler is. Because, as you may know, in a boiler, we could put all kinds of chemicals into the boiler. Almost none of them pass through into the steam. So basically, you put this bad-tasting thing into this liquid, and right now it's nifsal me'achila. Right now the water in the boiler is so bad that it's nifsal me'achila, but it's sitting in a machine that in 30 seconds from now will take out all the isser. Because in 30 seconds from now it's going to make the water boil out, and there'll be no, it will not be nifsal me'achila anymore. It'll be perfectly, such good steam that they do direct steam injection. They put the steam right into my food. Okay, no one cares about any taste carrying over into it. So you can't, how can you say that it's nifsal me'achila? That it's nifsal me'achila because...
They don't use direct steam injection on stuff with bad stuff in there.
Of course you do. Every boiler has chemicals in it. Everybody has to put boilers in chemicals. I'm not talking about if you put Bitrix. Put Bitrix on the side of it. Every boiler has loads of chemicals inside of it.
The water producing culinary steam is not the same boiler water that they use to put the chemicals in. The stuff that put chemicals in is used, you know, for indirect.
I'm sorry, I don't agree. I don't mean they're not careful. I don't mean they don't do anything differently. But there's definitely chemicals in every boiler. Okay, and the stuff is awful tasting stuff. But they don't worry about it because they know it's not going to get out of the boiler. It's not volatile. It doesn't pop out. Doesn't get out of the boiler. So if we're putting in chemicals that we know are not going to get out, that they're making it awful tasting over here, but they're going to not pass through into the steam. So then it's in a machine which is going to reverse it. It's not maybe theoretically you could reverse it. Well, that's where it is. It's in the boiler. Okay. So I don't hear the nifsal me'achila being such a great tzad over here. But I said, but that's all for nisal me'achila. But the way we started was nisal me'achila, and it gives a bad taste. Then that's good enough. It doesn't have to be nisal me'achila to be mutter. It just has to give a negative taste into the thing. Okay. So, but there we have the same kind of a problem. If the vapor that comes out of the boiler doesn't taste bad, then how can we say it's nisal me'achila? How are we going to say that the time of this steam is me'achila into my ketchup when it doesn't taste bad? It tastes like plain water. There's no tam of gam over here. Okay, so that seems to be tell us that it's not really nice tam of gam either. Okay, but the other side of that is a well-known logic, which is, but let's try to make sense over here. We're saying that the boiler, all this horrible tasting stuff that we put into the boiler does not pass through into the steam because it's not volatile and it doesn't pass into the water. The steam is perfectly clean. It tastes like great water. It tastes like perfect. But we think that the isser tastes like that. The isser that nobody tastes. We think the blear from the bacon on the other side of the plant is getting into the steam, which no one tastes. But that does not pass. That does pass into the steam. We have to be able to say this really unusual thing. We're saying is that the time that we don't taste, the bacon that's on the other side of the factory that we don't taste in the water, that passes through the boiler and keeps on going.
But the pitcher,
you can't eat for a week afterwards, everything tastes awful, that does get filtered out by the boiler and doesn't make it pass through. So it's like what do you want from my life? You know what I mean? How can you say that? You know, we could say is we don't taste things so sensitively. So okay, guys, so I'm not tasting it, then the issue is also passing through. You say, no, the pigim doesn't pass through. Okay, the pigim doesn't pass through, then why do you think the bacon does pass through? It's like you can't have it both ways, you know? So it seems like hard to justify being machmir on this side, we make on the other side. Okay? I'm not being completely fair. A little bit. The other argument is that Isser, Bli is an Isser, that's Simit Sadi Bey, is that Isser passes through, and that we have to assume that there's Tam in there. Those are like dinim. So you open up a Shulchan Aruch, it says there's a din there. Nes Tam of Gam is a practical thing. Is it Nes Tam of Gam or is it not? And it's not. Of course it's not Nes Tam of Gam. Because we all taste it not, you know? I'm not sure. Okay. So, in practice, there are three different ways hashgachas take this. So I told you I was going to leave you hanging. You're about to be hung. Okay, and that's like this. The three ways. Some hashgachas, the most lenient way of looking at it is, if the water is ever nice down with gum, then at any point in the process, at some point in the boiling, the whole steam system, it's nice down with gum, then the you don't have to worry about this steam passing on time. In other words, if the Nesam of Gam part of it gets filtered out by the boiler, and so when it turns into steam, and so does the Isser, and you have to learn that. That's the most common. Middle Shita is also what Ukula is. You know, I don't know whether if Nesam of Gam is good enough, but make it Nifsal Me'achila, make the water in the boiler Nifsal Me'achila, and at that point, remember, Chavazda says, once it's Nifsal Me'achila, it's over, and it's completely heter at that point, so make it Nifsal Me'achila, and then I'll be happy. And then you don't have to worry about the Gam passing on. I is reversible, okay, we'll close our eyes to it being reversible, and so, but as long as it's Nifsal, as not just Nifsal of Gam, it has to be Nifsal Me'achila. If it's Nifsal Me'achila in the boiler, then it's good. Okay, both of these two ways of looking at it are coolers, of course, but they're also sort of in the background is what we spoke about last time, which is we don't see any bleas in this steam anyhow. You know, we talked about this, that like in practice, no one sees it. So we're choosing to be machmir and say that you know, it says in Siman Tzadi Beis that blea passes through, and we have to assume that there's time there. But in practice, no one ever sees it. So it's sort of like colors are looking at it and say, you know, okay, so if we made it Nifstam Echilo, we made it Nifstam of Kam, that'll be good enough. Okay. And the last shita, the most strict shita, is the water that does not have any pegim in it, it's not nefsal mefkam, it's not nefsal mechil, the steam that passes through is not. The only way to be pegim in the steam system, the only way to make a pegim in the steam system, is to put a davar pegim in that transfers through into the steam, that the steam itself will have this pegim to it, and then it'll be nefsal mefkam into the food, and then it'll be no, it's nefsal mefkam. Don't worry about bleas that are in there, the bacon that are in there is nefsal mefkam, because we pass it through there. Okay? So that's the most strict way of looking at it. What do we do? We haven't yet got there. That's why I thought I'm leaving hanky. Now, in practice, there's a little bit, aside, of course, the difference of how Pokemon has to be or what to use. As far as tasting, there's a nafkamina between the shitas. The first and second way, which say it has to be nifsal mechilo or it has to be nifsal mechilo or it has to be nifsal mefkam, they would taste the water in the boiler, in the sample station. Not in the other parts of the boiler, but basically it would be tasting the water any place. And at some point in the system, that would be in the boiler. You could taste the water as being Nesal Mefkam, or Nesal Mechila, then that's good enough. If you want to say that it has to carry into the steam, then don't taste it in the boiler, because that's where all the chemicals are. You have to taste it at the kettle, or in the condensate return tank, in a place where it's already turned into steam, and see if the pegim actually passed through. Okay. Now, just to wind down, I'm going to tell you sort of four different ways that people have tried to be pegim steam systems. None of them work very well. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. Okay. We'll see whether they worked or not. Okay. The first one was that there was a long time ago, someone came up with, I believe came from Eretz Yisrael, they did that you could use something called pine oil. Pine oil, which seems as, the big advantage it has was that it boiled at the same temperatures or similar to water. So it was great. They put it into the boiler and it carried into the steam, which is what we want. It carried into the steam. It satisfied everybody's needs.
Is that really true? You couldn't distill the pine oil out of the water?
If you did fancy machinery, maybe. But in a boiler, it worked. Okay? And maybe there are ways to distill, but basically it worked. The problem was that it was so volatile. I mean, it got out into the air that the people in the plants, it would irritate their eyes. Okay? People in the factories that had these, that were using pine oil, it would irritate them, because I guess steam leaking in the plant would irritate them. Plus, it would do horrors to the boiler itself. Okay? It would gunk up the boilers, it seems. Once the rabbis left and the plumbers found out about this, they got rid of it. Okay, they said, forget it, no, we won't let it. Okay, now another thing that's pagim, this we did taste first. Shachta tasted this, and then years later, Rav Reis and Rabbi Friedman, when he was still here, tasted this propylene glycol with water, and they came up all of them with this idea that at 15% concentration, that's considered pagim. And so that's fine for hot water systems. Like in hot water loops, people use that. It doesn't work in a steam system. It would mess up the steam transfer. You can't use it in a steam system. And it also doesn't pass into the steam, but it would mess up the boiler. The boiler wouldn't work right at that temperature. But in hot water loops, people do use it. Okay, now, there's another thing that was very promising. I don't know if it's practical. And that was something called neutralizing amines. Okay. Means are, what it is, what this came from is that I turned to someone who works in boilers and said to them, this is what we need. We want a davar pagim that's going to pass into the steam. Okay, what could you suggest? So I said, oh, neutralizing amines, of course. I said, oh yeah, of course. What are neutralizing amines? And that is that most of the chemicals that go in a boiler are to protect the boiler. There are all kinds of things at different trends, all kinds of things that are going on in the boiler that it's to protect the boiler. But there are this group of things called neutralizing amines is not to protect the boiler, but to protect parts of the equipment further down the line, that some systems need it further down the line. So they bedavka have to transfer into the steam, because they're not meant for the boiler, they're meant for the other parts of the steam system. And they have to transfer into the steam, and they taste bad also. So no problem. Wonderful. It's a great deal. They're meant for the rest of the steam, but they are meant to transfer into the steam. But they don't, and so that should be good. The only problem was that it took a really lot of it in order to be problem. Okay, and they didn't have such bad taste, and it was going to be like, it would be like really, really expensive to use them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to use so much of it, and they're expensive, that to get enough to be nice on enough gum into the, if you want to carry into the steam, that would be pretty awful.
Was that just an expensive amount, or like on a regular, constant basis, but let's say for a one-time company want to make a production, you just need, okay,
that's an idea. You're saying maybe if you just need to use it sometimes, you can get away.
It was kosher once every 2 months in this.
Okay, yes, so it's a good idea. So you're saying we should pursue it for that. The idea plots because it was going to be so expensive, it wasn't worth it. You're saying, but maybe for the right person in the right situation, he'll say, yeah, I need it for a week, I need to do it. Okay, that's enough. It's worth thinking about that. Okay, now, the other one that Yossi mentioned already, which is well known as Bitrix. Okay, Bitrix is this Danatonium benzoate, which is supposed to be the most bitter stuff in the world. Okay, that's what they promoted as. So what happened is about 9 years ago, somebody who sells Bitrix in America, like the people who distribute it in the whole United States, came to speak for ACCO to tell everybody about how to use it for Pegema. He told the truth. Okay, which is he works with it. He knows the stuff. So he said like this. He said, Pugum, yes. He says, at 0.05 parts per million, you could already notice it. And at 2 parts per million, you can't, it would be repugnant, his word to her. And at 10 parts per million, you're completely intolerable. Okay, in tiny amounts. So it's really knock you off. He says, the problem is that basically it doesn't transfer into steam. Okay, he said, it doesn't transfer into steam. He says, you could put in monstrous amounts of it and it would transfer into steam, which probably make him happy because he'd sell you a lot of it, but you couldn't afford that. He says, well, there's another thing you could do is if you have steam, when steam comes out of the boiler, it goes into the main big pipe, it's called the header. Okay, the main pipe is called the header. You could drip it into the header. Okay, you could drip it into there, and then it would sort of get carried along by the steam. Okay, you wouldn't try to get it to boil out of the boiler, you'd spray it into there. He says, you could potentially do that. He thought that would be pretty expensive also, to how much you have to do into there. He says, so it's good for hot water system, because it doesn't boil till 238 Fahrenheit, so it would stay fine in a hot water system. Use very little of it, because just a few parts per million is enough to be pugum. I think usually we assume 5 parts per million is counted as pugum. But for a steam system, he was like, no, it's not going to work for a steam system. Okay, now, if you hold, like one of the first two opinions, that you just have to make the water nifsal mechila or nifsal mechila in the boiler, then it's fine. Drip it into the boiler, it'll stay in the boiler, and it'll do that. But if you're trying to get it to carry into the steam, he said that will not work. Okay, two more things. That some distillation columns or reactors or all kinds of things don't heat with steam. Instead of heating with steam, they heat with hot oil. That's because steam can only get so hot, and oil can get even hotter. So they fill this jacket with oil. But derech klal, that oil is mineral oil, which is not royal achila, or other things that are similar. So I guess you should taste it if you really want to know. But derech klal, those are not a problem. Steam systems or hot water systems are a problem. Usually there's no problem because those are automatically nirstam lefka. The thing itself is not royal achila or nirstam lefka. And last is, I have to mention, is that even a tiny amount, like a 0.5% of caustic is pugum, okay? It's pretty awful tasting. I have no idea if you use, I can't imagine you use it in a boiler, but people use it in a hot water system. But I'm only mentioning it to tell you that you shouldn't taste it. Okay, everything else, you could taste it, the mashgiach has to taste it, see if it works or not, but caustic literally can burn a person's tongue. Okay, no, it's not a joke. It's like really serious. So there are ways to test it with a pH meter. You could test how much caustic is in something. There are meters that could test it. But as opposed to the other thing, you want to test Bitrix and not be able to eat for a week, that's fine. That's your business. But if you want it, you should not taste something that has caustic.
Like 0.5%? What's the percent they use for cleaning? You know, like
a 0.5%. Like that's like a normal amount, like a 0.5%. Yeah, 0.5% or 1%, I forgot what it is. But tiny amounts, really small amounts, and that's pogum. It's pogum. But you should not... What?
Less than 0.5%?
That's my impression. Half is what you're supposed to use. I might be wrong. But you're supposed to, you need to test it with a machine and not with your tongue. Okay, that's it.